changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Hi, everybody, everywhere. Will Bowen and Ted Ebear. He's hiding behind the microphone. He's actually not hiding. He's just kind of unaware that you're there. And he does not understand when I grab him and turn him. He doesn't like looking out the window either because it's bright down here, although it is raining in Key Largo, which is nice. It's very pretty. Here in the tropics, where are you and how's everything going with you? We get together every day to jumpstart our day in a positive way, and we do that by sharing what we are grateful for. We start off by sharing what we're grateful for. And I'm going to share what I'm grateful for, and that is a delicious breakfast this morning that I cooked. I woke up this morning and I was really hungry, and I got my vegan eggs and my vegan cheese and an onion, and I got some vegan sausage, which Beyond Sausage is really good, and cooked it all up, cut myself up a Valencia orange and had a delicious breakfast, which I just finished. Nothing like having a big breakfast when you're hungry. You know, when you wake up hungry, you ever feel that way? And to me, it's directly proportional to the amount of exercise I'm doing. Yesterday, I played 3 games of pickleball, and oh my goodness, it was fun. And there was a guy there who is probably, I would say, one of the best players. And it just shows how easy, not easy, how anyone can kind of play pickleball. It looks like the guy maybe needs or has had both of his knees replaced. He's got these stiff braces on both knees and can barely bend down. But the spin he puts on the ball, the way he puts it away, oh my gosh. I'm having to go through that conscious incompetent stage when it comes to pickleball. Isn't that nice? I have done something, I don't know, forever. Certainly since Teddy was a baby, before my little dog Teddy. And that is puppy, not baby. Anyway, and that is I sit and I watch the sunrise, if I'm able to, from wherever I am. When I was in San Francisco last week, I was watching from the, you know, sitting there in the vineyards. I just love getting that first rays of sun. Feels so great. Hola, Jeanette. Good to see you. And we're grateful to have you here with us. Today, I want to talk about something I'm calling change your mind. And I know that all of us have limiting negative beliefs. A friend of mine once joked that, you know, my mind is a scary. She was talking about having gone to her therapist. And she said, I love talking to my therapist because I don't like going into my mind alone and never at night, something like that. It was like her mind is a dangerous neighborhood. And I think many of us can relate to that because what happens is so often our negative minds, our ego minds or our critical minds begin to just comment and comment and comment. And the way I like to think of it is one of my first jobs was working at a convenience store. I was a clerk at a convenience store, and it was in downtown Columbia, South Carolina. And it was quiet on the days that I, on the day that I worked, which was Sunday. I would work on Sunday, middle of the day to the middle afternoon, early morning to the afternoon, if I recall. Anyway, we rarely had anybody there. So one of the things that I volunteered to do was to clean the parking lot. I would go out, you know, put some stuff down on the parking lot and then just hose it. I think we used something to clean it. Anyway, it may have just been water and elbow grease. But the point was I had this entire parking lot and I would clean it and everything. You could see all the junk rising to the top. And what I needed to do was to keep the junk moving. The thing was, because of the angle of the parking lot and where the drain was, the water would want to come back. And I always think about that, about those negative thoughts in my mind. And my job was to get down there with that hose, just jetting as hard as I possibly could at the water to keep it moving. And I'm pushing it over here, and I'm pushing it over here, and I'm pushing it over here because I've got this big, you know, mass of water I'm trying to move, and it's dirty, and I'm trying to get it out of the parking lot. Man, I feel like that's a good metaphor for our minds. Because once we allow negativity, once we allow self-criticism or criticism of others to take hold, then our minds start looking for additional examples of that. Brian Tracy explained it. It's called the reticular activating system. It's in your brain. And what it means basically is what you focus on, you focus on. When you begin to focus on something, you begin to look for more and more of whatever it is. The reticular activating system is best explained, I think, by if you're at a party and you're standing there talking to two or three or four people, and there's lots of little circles of people talking, and then somebody says, well, Will Bowen said, and then you all of a sudden hear your name, or Pam said, or Linda said, or Jeanette said, or Samantha said, somebody hears your, you hear your name, and then you all of a sudden become attuned. Well, the same is true with almost anything in our minds. When we begin to force ourselves to focus, when we begin to force ourselves to put our energy on what's good, what we want, what we're grateful for, then that begins to expand as well. One of the interesting things I've found is that sometimes I'll do what I call a gratitude walk. I'm looking around for it. If you wonder why I'm looking down, I'm looking for my mala, my prayer beads. And there's 108 prayer beads. So what I will do sometimes is when I'm walking, I will name 108 things I'm grateful for. Now, that seems like a lot. It is, especially at first, because you're like, okay, there's Teddy, there's my daughter, there's my health, there's, you know, whatever. And then you're like, And finally you go, okay, well, I'm grateful that I have these shoes to walk in. Well, I'm grateful for my socks. I'm grateful for my feet. And you just start going, going, going. You do it 108 times. The interesting thing about this exercise is, number one, yes, it makes you feel good. Number two, once you do that 108 times, it doesn't stop. You continue to find things you're grateful for. If I were to sit here and say, I'm grateful for the beautiful view over the bay to the Everglades. I'm grateful for the palm trees. I'm grateful for watching the frigates in the sky. I'm grateful for the way the sailboats make the coast look active and alive. If I start doing that, my mind will continue to go in that direction. Specifically, when we push through that barrier where we think, I can't really think of anything else to be grateful for. One of the more important things that I have learned, and I'm trying to remember exactly who I got it from, but the bottom line is it's nothing new. And that is, if your mind is a runaway train of negativity, yeah, and this is probably going to happen, and that's never going to happen. I woke up the other day that way. And it's interesting because it's exactly what we were talking about just a few moments ago. I had a bad night's sleep. I did not sleep very well. And during the night, the negativity started running in my head. And when I woke up that morning, it just kept right on going until I began to say the word stop. Stop. Wayne Dyer used to say something wonderful. I'm going to tie all this together. Well, he said so many things that were wonderful. One of them was that if you're not the person responsible, if somebody else is responsible for your happiness and what goes on in your head, then send them to me and I will treat them and you will get better. In other words, we are responsible for what goes on in our heads. And yet, because our heads are our own minds, once they get going like Indiana Jones through a mine chute, then all of a sudden we feel like we have no control. And to literally say to ourselves in our heads, if we have to, out loud, ideally, stop, stop. You're telling your thoughts to stop, cut it out, stop. And then you actively begin to think of something that makes you feel better. And usually the fastest way out of it is gratitude, to begin to be grateful. The other thing that I've recommended many, many times, and I continue to recommend it. Why? Because I do it myself. I'm doing two mindfulness seminars for corporations next month, and I'm going to talk a lot about this, and that is talking out loud, especially when you're by yourself. If you've got all these negative thoughts, say them. Say them out loud. See how they sound. When you say them out loud, what I find is that we often feel kind of sheepish and silly. Well, that's not completely true. Okay, then what is true? But force yourself to talk it out loud, to talk it out loud. And then when you do, you'll find yourself moving in a more positive direction ultimately. And the best way to do that is to challenge yourself, disagree with yourself. The other day, I was waiting to hear back on a proposal for something I had put together. Bad night's sleep, woke up, my mind said, it's probably not going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, hold it, wait a minute. What you created was mutually beneficial for everyone involved. Yes, yes. What you created was simple and easy to execute and is going to work well for everybody. Yes, yes. What you created is valuable for everybody. Yes, yes. Then they would be crazy not to say yes to this. Of course, they're going to say yes to this, which of course, in time, they ultimately did. I want to give you a thought that I want you to consider, and that is the highest thought you can have is not gratitude even. Maybe it is. I'm still working this out myself, but I'll tell you what else is right up there with it. The thing that is right up there with gratitude is acceptance. Accepting things the way they are. Accepting what has happened. Accept what is happening. Accept what may happen. It's so difficult because it's antithetical to the human animal. The human being wants to feel bad about what they did, ostensibly, so they won't repeat it again. And then they want to look forward in fear so that they will then be prepared. What we do is we spend our entire lives feeling regretful and fearful instead of enjoying. So accepting who you are, what you've done, what other people have done, accepting when you wake up and you're not feeling in a great mood. One of the things I've discovered is if I wake up with the bats flying around my belfry and I stab them with a pen, which is what I mean journaling, I write down every single issue I think that I have. And then all of a sudden I go, well, most of this is nonsense. This is just not ever going to happen. Then I'm able to change my mind. And I end up sometimes in the moods, the days when I start off feeling a little funky, those are the days that I end up just almost blissful by the end of the day. So take all of this into consideration. I asked Miroslav when he designed our little overlay here to put your in all capitalized. Change your mind. Whose mind is it? It's my mind. It's not easy to change it. It's not easy to focus on the good. It's not easy to forgive. And it is not easy to accept. And it's number one, possible. And number two, you are already making the mental exercise of not doing those things. So you might as well begin to channel your powerful mental energy in the direction you want it to go. And since I said in the direction you wanted to go, this is your opportunity to click the share button and type in share so we continue to build this powerful gathering of people. I wanted to type in just because I had done it yesterday's, and that is in case you missed it because it was after we finished, I came back on. Song of the day yesterday was Friends with the Monster by Eminem. And as you all are typing your comments, questions, and your shares, I want to tell you what the song of the day today is. And this is one I completely stumbled on, was very surprised by, and have listened to over and over. And the question is, which playlist did I put it? Okay, that it is not there. It must be here. So everybody go ahead and type share. Put your shares in if you would. Here we go. This song totally surprised me. that yesterday's song of the day, I've already reminded you in case you missed it. Song of the day for today. I doubt you've ever heard of it. I'd never heard of it. It's called I Make My Own Sunshine. I've been listening to this several times. It's very positive. And get this. It's by, I want to make sure I spell the name right. Yeah, it's a V, not a PH. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. And you can absolutely tell it's him. But it's just this happy song about I make my own sunshine. You're not going to take my sunshine away. So the song of the day we always listen to at the end, and we all do it at the same time as a way of connecting our energy. I know that so many of you are going to share this, so I want to make sure I type this link in as well. Make sure that if you have not, begin today to take the complaint-free 21-day challenge like 14 million people around the world. Go to www.acomplaintfreeworld. That's a complaint-free world. Very sweet of you. Thanks for joining us. Everyone, have a wonderful day. Make it wonderful. Remember, today's song of the day. Check it out. I Make My Own Sunshine by Steven Tyler. I think you're going to love it. I think it's going to surprise you. I think you're going to enjoy it. And remember to take the complaint-free challenge. Invite your friends and family to try and go 21 days in a row without complaining. I was fortunate enough to do a television interview the other day in San Diego and share with them in the Southern California about this idea. And it was great. Thanks for being with me, everybody. Love learning from them. Tomorrow I'm going to share with you what I'm calling hitting nothing but home runs. I saw something interesting at the park yesterday, and it so inspired me, and I thought, now that I can talk about. So I look forward to sharing it with you tomorrow. We'll all talk about hitting nothing but home runs. See you then. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.